Okay, so it's Jim Smith and it's Reel One. Okay, Jim, so can you just tell us dates of birth and where you were born, please?
Well, I was born in Blackburn on the 17th of February, 1920.
Okay, and did you have other brothers and sisters?
Six brothers and three sisters.
So you came from a big family?
Yeah.
And your mum and dad, what did your dad do at that time?
My dad, as far as I know, which he died at when I was 11, my dad was military.
Which one?
It was at military.
Military?
Well, it's not long soon, we had his discharge papers, is it? 33 years and 27 days, wasn't it?
So was he a regular soldier, Jim?
Yeah. And the reason for that being, he gave it no mother, of course, as far as I can make out. But when he came home from work, and I think it was there, David said to me, Dad, I could go, Bill. Bill, your dad's waiting for you. He said, what for? He said, you're waiting at wait. He said, has he got yours? He said, aye, he's gone to the top bunk. So my dad turned around and he said, well, he's not getting mine, and he won't get no more. So he joined up. And that was it.
Do you know roughly what year your dad joined up in?
No.
But was he in the? Would he have been in the First World War?
He was even in the Boer War.
In the Boer War?
The Boers.
So your dad fought both in the Boer War?
The Boer War.
And the First World War?
Yeah. So when was the war?
I'm not sure, Jim.
I'm not saying when it was started, but it was when we were born.
What regiment was your dad with, do you know?
It was the Horse at King's, I've always thought. King's Royal Lancasters, I think you were.
Yeah.
The Horse with their blood.
Yeah. And what about before your dad? I mean, did your grandfather, did you have got any other further military background?
Not as I know, like what I can remember.
But you've obviously got this military background there with your dad.
It was supposed to have. A lot of people tell me, no way. Your dad was supposed to have. What cross was that? Well, I said with two rosettes. Monster and Bear. The Monster is supposed to be issued, Great War of course, it's supposed to be issued with a bar and two rosettes. But I always remember me dad saying it was a Monster and Bear and four rosettes because it was being mentioned for something. And it took courage and told me that that's which were rough. We had letters from who would it be then? Victoria? Who would it be?
Not too good on my history as far as Kiwines are concerned. It may well have been her, yeah?
And of course, they're moving and not taking pride and not really bothered and having a big family. All these things seem to have gone through.
Yeah. So, did your mum work at all?
No.
She was busy bringing up a family.
Well, my mum was 22 stone and 5 foot 11 and a half.
Big woman.
Oh, well, I must have. And she, how old was she, Dad?
75.
And she had
an American body. Right.
Big woman.
Yeah. And were you said you had about six brothers and sisters or something total. Where were you? Were you an older one or a younger one, Jim?
I'm the youngest one. Youngest of the lot.
Right. What about your other brothers? Did they go in the services?
All the lot, apart from one. Because they both were exempt. They were at permanent way.
Railway.
Permanent way. Uh, clearing out my inspector land.
I know.
One lent it to dead out all the
time. I know, because my father was involved in that.
That's what I about Bellwood.
Yeah. So, what about schooling? So that you've got now this big family, you've got your dad in the army, your mum bringing your family up.
No, my dad was at home.
He was at home.
My dad was invalided out of the army.
I see.
In the World War. Yeah. In the Great War, wounded, and I'm getting now, but something always takes to my mind that it was Darden Mills.
Oh, I see.
In the First War.
Yeah.
Because he used to go to military hospitals. As I say, I'm clutching at straws, but it was St Mary's Hospital in Liverpool. Military Hospital in Liverpool.
Yeah, but the reason you mentioned Dardanelles must be based on some sort of feeling you've got about it.
Because he was wounded when my uncle Johnny, he was back up his family. And my uncle Jimmy, all the army, of course, he went to Paris over to me buried at Lake Derby. Actually, the role it wore one way or another. You know.
Yeah. But I get the impression from what you're saying that you didn't really know what your dad's history was, where he was wounded, or how it happened in the last war.
Correct.
But you think it was the Dardanelles?
Correct.
Yeah.
But Dardanelles always seems to think about it.
Yeah. Okay, so you're the youngest of five brothers, I think you said.
Six brothers. Six brothers and three sisters.
Yeah, five of your brothers eventually go into the forces.
Correct.
But before that, you go to school.
Oh, yes.
And you go to school in where?
Blackburn, St Anne's, Horsley.
Yeah. Roman Catholic, is that?
Horsley, yeah.
So are you a Catholic, Jim?
Yes.
Okay. So you go to school and into infant school, presumably.
Infant, up to senior.
Yeah.
And to leaving school, yeah.
Yeah. And what did you get on well at school, or what did you think about school?
I just said, Margaret, because I think what it was through when you study now. Being a big family, you have the same clothes as a lot of them. And you know what they said today, if you go for a job, go waste your time and go proper. And you'll be dressed proper. But when we used to go to school, I had a job to have a career. Shoes on the feet, so forth.
And you were the youngest, Jim?
I was the youngest.
You had older brothers?
Aye.
Does that mean that the clothes got...
Anyway.
They came down?
Aye, if they fit you. And if they didn't, they would cut them out and fit you.
Yeah. Aye. Yeah. So it wasn't easy. So it wasn't easy then as a lad.
Well, when they came down, your mum fetched them up. Mm. It must have been hard work.
Mm. Yeah.
A matter of fact, my dad put four ways on a little flat car for me.
Mm.
What were the ways they were? I didn't know what I'm going away. And I'm going down past this corner shop. And he started on me. He said, come here, Jimmy. I said, what's to do? He said, just come here a minute. He took four wheels off that wagon. He said, I want them. He said, tell your mum I'm not so much off what you owe me.
Right.
Told you,
Dad. Your dad would that. Let me just try and translate that as far as I can understand what you said. Your mum owed your dad some money.
No. Your mum owed the shopkeeper money.
Oh, I see.
Your dad put my words on for whatever he could have got.
Yeah.
And it was gone.
Yeah.
Was weak on the floor then. And he took the wheels off.
Yeah.
So I'll stick it to that story a minute. Mm. Back years and years after. Hours at what you call the city dirty work. And this particular gentleman came working for us, which was a shopkeeper who stepped the wheels off. So obviously, like, I began a bit within myself at the time. I thought, here he is, Cybots.
Mm. Did your dad, when just to go back to your dad, when your dad was invalided out of the army, he was wounded, he was injured. Did that mean he couldn't work after that?
No. He shouldn't have worked, but he did work. Because in Blackburn, not those two at Blackburn, the sewer, and it runs from Blackburn to Sanbury, that's just before Montaway. Sewerage works is there. If you open your window, you can smell it. Mm. And I saw the Harvey went, didn't I?
Yeah.
Of course, sewer went. What's been on all like the 160 foot up in the air? The main sewer went. And it was a godsend to Blackburn, because old men got work.
Oh, I see.
You know.
Long term work?
Well, it were, had a long job, and he worked out there.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Until, occasionally, you see, the wound used to start weeping outside.
So you're pointing to your back, so it was a back injury, was it?
Well, you couldn't put your fist in it.
Yeah.
This time it didn't weep outside, it started going inside.
Mm.
So, I was what, 11, weren't I?
Yeah.
After 11.
So, how old, you were 11 when your dad died?
Yeah.
How old was your dad, roughly?
56, I think, was it?
56.
And what you're saying there, that was all a result of this wound that he got?
Yeah.
You think in the Dardanelles?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Lizzie, which that was the name, Lizzie. Mm. I said, well, Lizzie, he has his army pension and his own service pension, so he'll be all right. She says, what's what? I don't know the full details, but my dad wasn't a bit thick. He was a little bit of a clever side.
Yeah.
And a beautiful writer. And yet he had much education.
Mm.
She said, well, I only know this big again. One of my brothers got into a weaver or something. So it was a court job. So what my dad did, then, I don't know if he can do it today, he drew a lump sum pension, which, when you throw the lump sum, your pension automatically
goes.
And on the same score, my dad went to court, but I'm supposed to be playing court for those around here anyway. And my dad won't kiss.
Hmm.
Okay. But he lost the money.
Yes, so you're 11 when your dad dies. Your dad has already drawn his pension at that stage. So did that mean that your mum's life became tougher still?
Oh, she dumped it.
Yeah.
Because he'd drawn the money.
Hmm.
To clear it one at once.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so at the age of 11, your life at home is quite hard because money's a bit hard and so on to come by.
Well, there was that hard. There was a fellow called Pickett. He had a chemist shop and went up. And just to walk down from Preston the Road, which was a posh place, and just to walk up our street, see. And they noticed these two were playing out, which were our family. So, Mr. Pickup and his wife came to the door. Knocked at the door, unfortunately, the dad were in. More did not. He was trying to earn a bubble to walk our coffee. But he was happy. And Mr. Pickup said, oh, come in. Yeah. He says, I wonder if we could take you around your an adopted Matthew to make it easy. You don't know that.
Really? Was Andrew an older brother?
Yeah. He was nearly. Theodore. And it's a funny thing. That people think it's wacky. But it was hard. Really hard. And yet, of all the family, they're all good looking.
Yeah. I can see from you've got a wedding photo over here, haven't you? It was taken a bit later, but I can see that, you know, there's a certain handsome look about your family, Jim.
A lot. I even went, it's funny, to Europe for this. It's only what? That's what I want to go to Main Island. Which is after going over to the war, man. But to the street, you know what he said? And I said, still laughing. I said, you're aristocratic. I don't know what he meant.
Right. So let's go back, because 11 years old.
Yes.
11 years old, you've spoken about some of your family background, hardships and so on. How old what year was this, Jim, when you were 11?
Well, we were 1920 born.
So 1931 now, yeah? 1931. About 1931. So the war really is still a few years away. There's nothing. Are there any rumblings on the horizons that you're aware of, or that your mum's talking about, or?
There's only one. But just please, what's that? Started a bit of bother around. He was Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
Sir Oswald was Muslim.
Who was he, Jim?
Oswald.
He was around, Philip, wasn't he?
Was he the Nazi party or something in the UK, something like that?
More or less trying to get it that way,
mm-hmm.
Which caused a lot of others, not just here, did it?
No. Well, I know he was in the East End of London, but he was around here, was he?
It was like backing up here.
Can you remember seeing him around here?
No. I can remember them all about it.
Mm.
You know, I don't even remember seeing one.
Mm.
You know, to be honest. But, that word, you know.
So you're aware of Nazism and that sort of doctrine starting?
Well, not really.
No.
Because as time went on, you're a young fella.
Yeah.
Had your first job, really. Good job. Good money. And fortunately, being fetched up what you could say, rough.
Yeah.
I finished up serving the Irish people at that.
Yeah. But before that, I mean, so now you're 11, you're growing up a bit at school. It's going through the 30s. What about your senior school, Jim? Did you, when you were in your senior school, did you do any sports or anything like that?
Whatever your football, Yuki. I'm not saying I were,
What was your favourite things at school? Can you remember a lot that sort of stage?
It was football.
Football.
I don't play so much because there are no football teams.
Yeah. No, that's right. No.
You see, they get some going to you. Not the football teams, or the faith in that. And you're the pair of rotten clubs on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you kick ball twice, your foot will bleed in. So you're starting in your ten step.
Yeah. So let's go forward just a few years, because let's go forward to, say, the outbreak of war, which was about September. No, you're okay, Jim. Which was about, I think, as far as this country is concerned, September 1939, something like that, wasn't it? Do you have any thoughts about that time?
Yeah. In 1939, conscript was born. I guess he knew, but I think he was 39. And they were called up on 19th and 20th to do 6 months service. But there must have been something else behind that, because there were a lot of talk war later and this and the other. So it was like a preliminary start to getting the forces together quietly. In my opinion, anyway. And BF went away, didn't he? 1940. They were away in 1940 when I was called up. And war broke out when I was called up. I was at top of the hill back in London, at Paddington's shop. I was going down to serve amongst my last two customers, which, I'll never forget it, was Mrs. Dr. Otiscombe.
Just let me just interject. Last two customers, so you were working at that stage, Jim?
Yes.
What were you doing?
City dairy, milk delivery.
Okay.
Mrs. Otiscombe, Dr. Otiscombe's wife, came to door, to door, big house. And always a very pleasant woman. But Paul used to take them off and, good morning, Jim, are you all right? And all. But this particular morning, and I forget his own solid, I thought it was at the door. I was at the door, I intend to. Jim, come in. And she looked me a bit. She never asked anything before. I said, well, she says, come in. But all the men, she said, I want you to listen to this on the wireless. She said, Neville Chamberlain, is that right? Neville Chamberlain is one that she was saying. Me, I wrote it all. Idiot. We're now at war with Germany. At 11 o'clock. And I don't know, but this isn't me making it up. Every tree and big wood back around the house, just a blow like somebody.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes. The world shook.
Yeah. Now, I mean, I'm not making that up. That's just what I'm. She got out of me and she broke her head. I said, no need to cry. And she got this one. She said, do you realise, Jim, that you could be in the middle of this? She said, and we don't want to lose you. Heard what she's talking about. Eh? I went to Mrs. Brown's after, along with some pair from my way, it's not there today. Come in, Jim, so I made a breakfast. There you are. She was a lucky. She had it. She had a lucky. And Sacred Heart and Crucifix Museum, mostly up here. And I really found that thing up at work.
Yeah.
You know?
And how much people knew of what was going to come.
And I didn't know.
Because they presumably remembered, you're only 20 years from the end of the last war.
Me, I wanted to get it war.
Yeah, well, young, weren't you?
And I sat with my mum, with my mother.
Yeah.
One sip, don't fry it. Rug up flour. A pint of beer, it took. I brought on drink after this, mate. And I said, hey, man, I wish someone said that. I'm waiting to go up, you see. I wish someone said that and get us pulled up, get us away. Well, I wrote every word I said of that. I didn't realise just what I was saying. Because after, I used to think to myself, I'll be so sorry, and I was going to play. If I don't play, they play.
So describe the day that call up came. Was it a letter that came or what?
Yeah.
And what happened?
It weren't many days after I was disabled. I would call up to go down to the door to knock everything off. It's the only time I went to the door in my life. And then I would call up to RTC Blackpool, Squires Gate.
What year was this, Jim?
1940.
Okay.
And I was just emptying camp, remember it being a holiday camp. And you see, a big holiday camp wearing Squires here, still this today. And I was put into C Company. Just first joint up, of course.
C Company of which regiment, Jim?
East Lancashire Regiment.
You were called up to the East Lancashire Regiment?
Yeah. I did go to join the Royal Derrick Yeomanry. Always gave me orders, you see.
Let's just go back a stage there a second before you go on, because you've just mentioned horses,
yeah.
And you haven't mentioned horses before. So where's your background in horses?
Well, my job, I was a horseman at City Dirt.
Got it, okay.
Now, it could use the ice to look after 24 horses, so Saturday and Sunday, on a rotor.
Yeah.
All those with horses. If we saw one, I used to take it out, ride it out, fetch another one back. Anyway. All those with horses. And that's why I wanted to Bury to join the Lord Derry's Yeomanry. Because the two horsemen that I worked with, which were much older than me, which were in the Great War, were two artillerymen.
Oh, I see.
You see? Mm. And that's, they told me what to do.
Yeah. But the call came to go to report to the East Lancashire Regiment.
While I was there, I had a bit of a shock because we handed the cards in and everything on the table. Given your name. And then I think you were about 12. Then I marched up on the road. Me and Enzo over here. I said, right. And he asked the first one, which eventually turned out to be a friend of mine, where's your cards? He said, I have none. Oh, he said, you're from Dartmoor.
Which cards were they looking for?
Your insurance cards.
I see.
What we always had.
Yeah.
There is none today, is there? But we always had it.
Mm.
If you're sacked at work, you always used to say, get your cards.
Yep.
And I had to take them on you and listen. So they asked these, well, told me that way. Said, you're volunteers from Dartmoor.
Whereabouts in Dartmoor?
Dartmoor Prison. And he was in for manslaughter.
Oh my goodness.
You're also all the debtor, I don't
know. Yeah. But he was a young man, presumably.
Just a bit older than me.
Mm-hmm. You were how old when you were called up, Jim?
20. Just 20. Just 20.
And he may have been.
He could have been here down now for 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
As far as I know.
Yeah.
But I know what he was in Dartmoor for.
Mm.
He was dancing with his girlfriend. And this big guy interrupted the dance and said, I'll dance with it. Like a party, they went to one. It seems like he won them as one. So anyway, he had a do and he broke his arm, broke his leg. And took to the main hospital. But he said, when you're passing out, he just remembered one face. He said, it must have been 12 months after. Of course, he'd been married in between, so obviously he was older than me. And he saw this bloke one after pictures. So he says, they were here. Get some chips when I put it on. I'll not be long. He said, he never remembered when I left him. And that's
why he was in Dartmoor.
That's why I was in Dartmoor.
So you've reported to sign on, and one of the chaps is he, and you're the another one, and there are a group of other people there, presumably.
All being called up at the same time.
Then what happens? Do they issue you with things?
Yeah, you get you're allowed to see company, so you get issued yourself a sea platoon. So in them chalice is a platoon.
Yeah.
If all that's after, you go for your kit. I never felt well better equipped in my life. I had a pair of underpants which I never had. Two vests which I never had proper. Two